Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doyle Alexander. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fifth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting 9th. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul. Towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-1 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Muser moves to second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Muser moves to third. Dent moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Muser scores. Dent scores. Kelly moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melton. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Melton steals second. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Coluccio now playing right field. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Orta hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive towards first. May reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Schoppe pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Rich Gossage now pitching. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gossage. Schoppe moves to third. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger bunts towards first. Muser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks, Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is now playing third base. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. Downing strikes out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 3 in the game. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.